Chapter 27, Criticism versus Guidance. Nobody likes being criticized. It stings or it cuts. And too often, criticism is delivered without any intention of helping. It is simply tearing someone down. Guidance, however, is different. Guidance points out where improvement is possible while offering encouragement and support. It says, I see your potential. Let me help you get there. As a parent, friend, colleague, or leader, lean toward guidance. Replace "you're doing it wrong" with "here's another way that might work better." The difference in how people receive it is enormous. Criticism wounds. Guidance builds. Group 1 versus Group 2, the criticism divide. The happier Group 2 people usually do not criticize others. Instead, they provide support and guidance whenever the opportunity arises. They often share life lessons. They speak with encouragement rather than judgment. They genuinely want to help. Group 1 people, the unhappier group, usually criticize the people around them. In many cases, they do it frequently, openly, and sometimes without realizing it. The impact is still the same. Their criticism damages confidence, harms relationships, and spreads negativity. Misery loves company, and Group 1 people often use criticism as a weapon to pull others into their emotional space. Although people talk about constructive criticism, it rarely comes from Group 1. Constructive criticism, when done well, is really just well-phrased guidance. Group 2 people do this naturally. They think before they speak, they soften their tone, and they offer their insights in ways that build rather than break. Group 2 people are facilitators. They have a sincere desire to help others grow. The bottom line is simple. None of us enjoy being criticized. It hurts, and it rarely leads to improvement. Guidance, on the other hand, empowers growth. My rule for handling criticism. Through the years, I developed a rule that has helped me handle criticism with peace, confidence, and even humor. When someone hurls insults or negative comments at me, I smile, thank them for their comments, and calmly brush away their attempt to bring me down. Then I mentally delete the entire conversation from my memory, just like deleting a virus from my computer. I cannot control what others throw at me, but I can control whether I catch it or let it drop. Accepting responsibility for how I receive criticism puts me in control. I decide whether something helps me or hurts me. I decide whether a comment is guidance or garbage. The hidden agenda behind criticism. When someone directs hurtful criticism toward you, especially a Group 1 person, remember an important rule. Their criticism often has nothing to do with your well-being. People who criticize harshly usually have a hidden agenda, often subconscious. Their criticism reflects their own fears, insecurities, frustrations, or need for control. Their goal is not to help you grow. Their goal is to relieve their own discomfort by projecting it outward. When confrontations like this happen, we can suddenly find ourselves being judged, insulted, or demeaned. But the reason rarely lies with us. The source almost always lies within the critic. Recognizing this changes everything. Group 1 people rarely consider the well-being of others when they speak. Their words come from old programs, unresolved issues, or emotional baggage. Knowing this helps me respond with calmness instead of reactivity. Acting versus reacting. Try responding to harsh criticism or an outburst from a Group 1 person using the approach I described. Instead of reacting emotionally, act deliberately. A calm response disarms the critic. It also protects your own emotional well-being. This technique takes a little practice, but once mastered, it removes enormous amounts of pain, stress, and frustration from your life. Less pain means more happiness. Why guidance works better than criticism. Guidance is rooted in three things: respect, care, and belief in the other person. It says, you're capable. I'm here to support you. Let's grow together. Criticism says, you're not good enough. You failed. I'm above you. Nobody thrives under shame or judgment. People grow when they feel supported and encouraged. That is why guidance produces better relationships, stronger trust, and greater progress. People remember forever how you made them feel. You could be a critic who wounds or a guide who uplifts. One creates fear, the other creates growth. Guidance strengthens relationships. Guidance also improves communication. When you guide rather than criticize, people open up instead of shutting down. Trust grows instead of dissolving. Solutions emerge instead of conflict. The relationship strengthens instead of falling apart. In families, workplaces, friendships, or marriages, guidance keeps relationships healthy and resilient. Criticism slowly erodes them. If your goal is harmony, growth, or connection, choose guidance. Reflection exercise. Shift from critic to guide. Think of the last time you gave someone feedback. Ask yourself, was it criticism or guidance? Did my tone convey support or frustration? How could I reframe my words to build instead of break? Small shifts in how we speak can transform relationships. Guidance heals. Criticism harms. Choose wisely.